Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, we're live. No tape, no best of. That might be Friday. I don't know. We have Friday. That might be next week. But today, we're here, baby. Chad Hartman, Lindsey Brown, News Talk 830 WCCO. Ask Adam Anything, bottom of the hour. Jim Peterson next hour. Jamie Ukas the following hour. Working on one other key guest tied to the ICE press conference. If we don't get the guest, we will discuss it. With that soundbite from Jacob Fry, and he's right. Someone is going to die with the raids, what has happened. So we are here. Somebody text her. You working today? Heck yeah, we're working today. I got Brown here.
Heckin' right.
Absolutely. Harrigan still was helping yesterday. So he's with the family. We're here. Okay, I saw the number, and God knows, I got to be honest, I really, outside of hearing the Jacob Fry song, but I didn't listen to Ari's news update. I apologize, Ari. I apologize profusely. Hopefully there's not like a nuclear bomb headed to Minneapolis. Because we'd hate to miss it. It'd be a tough one to miss.
What, the bomb?
Well, yeah, because I'm not staying.
You're like, going to try to outrun it.
Well, I'm not staying, but I'm not going to stay in studio and break it down. You know, you probably don't know this story, but this is like about 10 years ago. This is John Williams is here. And Adam was a part. This is before Adam shivved us in the back. You know, the little guy was over in the newsroom by himself. And then he's like, you know, the baby bird who had fallen from the nest. And I brought him to my bosom. And I brought him on the show. And then he grew up. You know what he did? He pecked me to death. And he went on to his own show. But no, this is when he's with us. And Cook and I are in here, and we just see people going down the stairs. We're kind of wondering what's going on. What, you know, who knows? Maybe there's some get-together that we don't know about. Next thing we know, there are fire engines all around the building because the smoke detectors are going off everywhere in this building. And again, as you know, in this studio, we don't have any smoke detectors. You know,
I was just noticing.
This is
we're going to be the last to know.
Theory hermetically sealed. And what happened is they had cleared the entire building because they couldn't find it, but they were convinced there was a fire in the building. And they were calling me to say, we're evacuating further, but you and Dan need to stay and continue to broadcast. Who is, I mean, seriously, I am willing to broadcast during awful events, you know, when things are unfolding and it's horrifying and you're trying to provide the right amount of facts and the right commentary and stay composed. But if this building is on fire and she's going down, if you think the two of us, in this case, me and you are staying in the building, No. Am I willing to go to the Western Studio, the Western Metro Studio, and broadcast and say, I'm hearing WCC radio's building is on fire. This is hypothetical. It's not on fire now. Sure. But no, I'm not going to. There's Adam. There's Jordana. There's Brad. Waving. That's going, hang in there.
Bye.
Thumbs up. No. That's not happening.
If there was a nuclear bomb, I think I would stay in the studio. I'd rather go here and meet that big old radioactive wave than in a parking garage.
No, this place is such a dump already. I don't need to stay in this.
The history. You're going to be with the ghost, Chad.
No.
You're getting the heck out of here.
I'm getting out of this building. The travel experience. God knows this show more than any show makes fun of our station. Hey, a lot of people at the airport, But guess what? A lot of people at the airport. 100. Now, does this seem real? 651-461-9226. 122 million people plus are going to travel for the Christmas and New Year's experience. That's way too high, right? This is meet Minneapolis fake numbers, right? 122 million plus? What edible are these folks consuming? That's the dramatic exaggeration. What part, though? Maybe you're going out there today. You're at the airport like every sound citizen of the planet. And you got your pod, you got your AirPods, your old school, whatever you're doing. You're listening to the show. If you're not, I wouldn't let you travel. What part of the air travel experience, the airport experience, drives you most nuts? Because you're going to be a part of it. We're not counting the, should we count the car travel? Let's go. Let's just call it the holiday travel experience and working in driving somewhere to see relatives. In fact, let's start driving. The amount of dialogue in the car has to work for everyone. Okay, let's go with the standard American family: mom, dad, two kids. By the way, there's all sorts of variations. If one individual is talking way too much, new policy, you pull over the car, you politely ask them to leave, and you remind them there's Uber and Lyft, and if not, on the way back, we'll pick you up. You have to meet the rhythm of the conversation of the travel. Correct, Lindsey Brown?
You got to fit in. You have to fit in.
Maybe you're a chatterbox, blah, 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 blah. Fine. Maybe you're silent. You have to fit the rhythm. Number two, you need to have treats. You need to have treats. Because if you're just going to keep pulling over every 45 minutes for more treats, that's also, as we like to say on the show, a gots-to-go situation. Okay. No. Now tell me, what are some ideal treats if you're traveling? Let's go with one of the most underrated snacks of all time, chicken in a biscuit. I mean, chicken, if you don't like chicken in a biscuit, I hope you're sucked off the planet and end up in Mars, okay? I mean, that's how good chicken in a biscuit.
Those are crackers, right?
They're a delicacy. They're the caviar. I mean, I know you and DeRusha like to give that for caviar.
Yep.
You need to have a beverage. Of course, the beverage has to be one thing, Pepsi and a can. Again.
What?
If you don't like Pepsi in a can, get out of the vehicle. Are we listening to music? I think we have to.
We have to. To keep the voices down.
Yes.
Inside and outside.
We have to agree on music. How about a podcast? Could you punch in? I don't know, hypothetically. Let's think of maybe a tremendous talk show. Because nothing's bigger in America right now than a midday afternoon talk show on a dying industry AM radio. I mean, what else do you want? You have to, again, agree to the sound level. Gas. Okay, there's two wings. better fill up right away and no flatulence in the car. If you have bathroom issues, you need to say that. What else about the driving experience drives you nuts? 651-461-9226. The travel experience, okay? You're flying. I want to start charging people for using the overhead compartment. That's it.
What?
You people, and let's we can go with the you people term here, with a wink. Honestly, what you're trying to bring in on the plane, after flying a little bit lately, I feel like most people are bringing in corpses, dead bodies, or their children who they don't want to pay for, and they've set up some sort of oxygen tank in these bags, and they're shoving them in the overhead compartment. $10 for every bag you put in the overhead compartment. Enough is enough, because you don't want to pay the fees. What is it now? Like a lot of places, $35 first bag, maybe $45 the second one, unless, you know, you're gold status or whatever you might be. Two, on the flying side, if you ask one of the most obvious questions when you're going through TSA back to the end of the line immediately, do I need to take my laptop out? Back to the end of the line. Do I need to take my shoes off? Back to the end of the line. How about my belt? Back to the end of the line. Because they're saying this thing over and over and over and over again. The reclining seat. As long as airplanes set up planes where seats reclined, they're allowed. You're not an ogre. You're not an awful person. If the airlines decide to have that little button and they allow you to go whoop and go back, you can use it. If you're on the aisle and you look at someone with the upset, angry face when someone has to get up to go to the bathroom, why in the heck did you pick the aisle, Lindsey Braun? If you're on an aisle mission, get ready for some squats, because you're going up and down and you have to accept it.
Good for blood flow.
Yeah, exactly. Don't just stay in that position. Stand up, move around a little bit. The middle seat, by the way, nowhere near as bad as people think it is. Overblown how bad the middle seat is. Am I calling the airlines? Well, I don't call on airlines anymore. I go online. Am I going online and saying, you know what I want? I want that middle seat. Get me that middle seat. No, go ahead and grab that. But it's not nearly as bad as you think. And also, just accept if you're on the aisle or window, they get the armrest going both ways. You just have to accept that. Now, there is a demarcation where those elbows cannot go too far. You know, the armrest is fine. That's the line. I'm not saying you get tased or get zapped, but you can't flare the elbows out too far. What about the holiday travel experience drives you most nuts? We gave you some on the driving side. We gave you some on the flying side. React to what I've offered up or add more yourself. What do you got? We're here, baby. We are live and semi in color. 651-461-9226. It's the Brown phone line, text line experience. What do you have? 651-461-9226.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, we're talking travel. What part drives you most nuts? Let's take some calls. Lots of texts coming in. Joe, thanks for listening, Joe. Merry Christmas. You're on WCCO.
Thank you. Happy holidays. I think I'm doing all right because the thing that annoys me the most is how the airlines announce the status level of everyone as they're boarding the plane. Like, welcome to our super platinum extra gold Sky Miles Visa card. You know, my strategy, I want to get on the plane last.
Cause thank you.
I go stand in the corner and wait till the last second because I'm going to be sitting there for 4 hours in the plane.
That is, you're a patriot. You are me. You know what? And some of it is going back to my point before on people are bringing in the biggest possible luggage, Joe, that they can put in the overhead. And that's where they're trying to go on. There's got to be a way where let's say the row that you're flying, I'm flying, Lindsay's flying. We're all in 18. We got to find a way where we each get one third of that. That's it. There's no going on early. Like Joe goes on early and you're like in row 24, but because you're going on early, you're just going to find any other overhead and jam your luggage in there. That is not allowed. Get off the plane.
And oftentimes I have to end up checking the bag at the jetway anyways.
Yes.
That doesn't irritate me. I'm not paying for it, and now I don't have to drag it on the friggin' plane. So.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Thanks, Joe. I'm so with Joe on both those points, but in particular, I want to get on that tube as late as possible because of the Wolves travel in particular. I have flown a lot in my life. It's an amazing experience, you know? All of a sudden, we're on the ground, and boom, we're in the air. It still baffles me a little bit, but no. I don't need to get on the plane right away if it's a – sometimes, Lindsay, these – on big birds, it's like 40 minutes. If you have unique circumstances, young children, something else is unique about why you need to get on the plane early, fine, all good. But the rush to get on there – so much of it is the overhead. Brad Lane, chief programming brains wizard, said Sun Country just charged him $50 for using the overhead. You know what I say? Bravo. That's what we need to do, to stop people from bringing on their giant bags. In fact, Adam, when he went on the trip to Austria and Germany, didn't pay for Jen's ticket. He just put her in an overhead compartment in a bag and jammed her right up there. Did that work out for you guys okay?
Did I just hear you refer to the plane as a big bird?
Big okay. Bird.
Settle down.
Hi, everybody. Okay.
Settle down, Chuck Yeager.
Hey, everybody.
Okay. You know. On the big bird.
Oh, yes. Who we got next? We got Kent. Kent, go ahead, sir. You're on the travel experience annoyance. What do you have?
Hi, Chad. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Whenever I fly, there always seems to be a family that will sit doing nothing at the gate for an hour before boarding and then bring their sub sandwiches laden with onions on board to eat.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. Honestly.
And, you know, I have to change my clothes and do laundry when I get off the plane.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was like a laundromat on the plane, Kent? You know, you could get your dry cleaning done right there.
Yes, or, you know, complimentary Febreze, maybe. I don't know.
That would be pretty good. Thank you, Kent. Adam Carter, I'm making the Czar travel. Are you allowed to bring on other food that you purchased at the airport onto the plane? Because the food now on the plane is garbage.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's just it's so terrible. Bad. I mean, if you're flying Delta, how many times can you say, all of those Sun Chips?
Yeah.
Or this is the only time in my life I'm ever going to have the biscotti,
biscotti cookies.
Oh, those cookies the are clutch.
Oh, they're gross.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Oh, the snacks are one thing. It's the actual meal.
Oh.
Now they have the breakfast calzone.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Calzone, not bad.
Yep.
If you get it. Among the comments, I'm a flight attendant. I agree. Onions. No. Doritos, nasty in the plane. Yeah, I mean, I like the Doritos, Team Doritos. But if you got this stuff all over your fingers and then you're handing back and forth, what kind of gloves would you be wearing if you were a flight attendant?
I'm always in a section where we get the hot towels. And I heard you talking earlier, too. Let's say I'm in row 18. You're never past row 5.
The thing is, I can't tell you the last time I've flown on a couple trips where people have planes. I kind of like that. I don't care about first class. I think it's overrated. The trip I just took 2 weeks ago, I was like one of the second or third last. Let's just say some significant others in my life are like, what are we doing back here? I don't care.
Man of the people.
I'm a man of the people, unlike you. Unlike you. Are you still, do you know what this guy does?
What?
Lonely nights when his wife is so sick of him. He goes out, he's got this enormous backyard.
Back 40.
It's a back 40. And he sits there and he shouts at planes as they're flying above. And he guesses either where they're coming from or where they're flying to. Is that the truth? Yes or no?
100%.
That's adorable.
True. And I've upped my game. When I was deer hunting, there would be a plane going overhead. And these aren't the ones like on approach. These are full. They're 35,000. I'd look it up. I wonder where that plane. One was like coming from Stockholm and going to like Detroit.
Oh, you're not making up stories like
no.
People watching, like what they're doing with your imagination. That's really fun.
And by the way, when she says adorable, that's adorable if like a 4 or 5 year old kid is doing it.
Look at that big old bird.
Not a 15-year-old functioning adult. I'm all about airlines giving you free check bags and charging for the overbin space. Let's go airlines. Are you for that?
Doing what now?
Charging for the overhead bin space and giving you the luggage for free. I would love
that. Free checked bag instead. Yeah. Yeah, they probably should go to that model.
Bring your own food. Where'd you stand on that?
If you're bringing your own snack, like, you know, chips or something, that's fine. But, like, yeah, bringing in a big hot meal where that stinks.
Yeah. You know. It's kind of like Sheely. We miss Sheely, but yeah. Kyle Sheely. Give me a little Sheely, could you?
Yeah. I got Chinese food.
He would always
it's going to take me 3 hours to eat it.
He would be here very early. He would provide good prep. He would track down guests. But then he would get his food at 11:58 and come in with the biggest bucket of Chinese food.
And let it sit for a good hour before it crack into it.
But then sometimes he'd be like where you are, Lindsay, and he'd be eating the food, he'd be looking at the things, and then if like a button wouldn't be pushed, he was like Magic Johnson because he'd push the button at him, and he looked to his left like he thought we'd be fooled because he was looking the other way.
Nothing to see here.
It's so good. Wow. A lot of people bragging about their shoulder width and how the middle seat is too tough for them. I didn't realize this is, you know, Body by Jake was going to start texting in. Chad, each TSA and airports are different with security protocols. TSA needs to adopt a consistent process across all airports.
That's true.
That is true. I agree. But every time they're saying, hello, everybody, we're an area where you can keep your shoes on, but you have to take it. They're announcing it over and over and over again, and people don't listen. I say right back to the back of the line if you're not paying attention.
Also, if you're like clogging, you know, when the stuff comes through and you've cleared and people are like in your way, if you don't get your stuff and get out of there, you got to go back through again.
Thank you. This is not the time to put the belt on, put the shoes on.
You can, but move out of the way and do it where they have those tables.
They got the tables, they got the benches. Get going. It's not easy to be a perfect flyer like the two of us. It really is not. Ask Adam anything. Next, keep the text coming. 651-461-9226.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Let's go with the text. A lot of text to Adam and Jordana's show today, too, on grievances and other things. Just had a lot of text on the airline situation, holiday travel. Let's get plenty here for Adam. 651-461-9226. Adam. What would your celebration dance move be if you were a National Football League player?
I'd hand the ball back to the ref and act like I've been there before.
Okay. Didn't realize the ghost of Bud Grant and enter. All-time celebration.
Billy White Shoes Johnson.
That's so funny. This is where
is that the he's doing this?
Honestly, we are the same person. That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Or Icky Woods.
The Icky Shuffle. Remember he had the commercials
in? Yeah, sure.
After he was gone.
Going to get some cold cuts.
Yeah. That's right. So good. The Dion, you know, behind the head.
Yeah.
You know, Dion, pretty good. What about Cam Bynum and all the celebrations he was giving us last year? Did you get tired of those a little bit?
No.
Those
are great.
All sorts of creative. How about the gunfire? You like the gunfire?
You can't do that anymore, yeah. The throat slit.
Jeez, what were we thinking? That one. Let's see. I'm listening via the Odyssey app. First of all, thank God it's working. Bravo. I just got off a flight where there's an aisle seat, a very large woman seated in the middle seat. Does Adam have any tricks or suggestions for this situation? What is Adam Carter's move when it's somebody who's a little bit bigger and they're invading your seat?
You can't really do anything. I mean, you can't say, hey.
Is this when you go with insults?
Piggy. Hey, Piggy. Move over, Piggy. No.
No.
You can't do anything. It's life. That's
no. No.
You don't do, like, the friendly shove just to, like, give him a little warning shot?
Yeah.
Like, you have a guy who's man-spreading with his legs, right? The knees are pointed out.
I should put my hand on their thigh and wink and say,
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were right there.
Hi. This is going to be a nice light.
I did have a concert at the zoo. Much of a zoo concert guy. Now it's right in your hood.
I think I've only been to one zoo concert. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, next summer.
10 minutes away.
Let's do a little zoo action. And I forget who it was, but big man, okay? And I get it. He's going to have the wider stance. It's not a Larry Craig situation. But it was like an inordinate wide stance, okay? And I'm not a short man. I'm just short of 6'1". And I said to him, I go, sir, could I just get a little space? No. And he just looked right back at the show. Like, what should I do? Yeah. What Lindsey Brown,
what, do you do?
What is your move at that point?
This is hard because this is a man-to-man type of thing, and so your tools are not the same that are for me. At my
okay, so what would you – let's say this is female-to-female.
Then there's some passive-aggressive. There's probably reaching over a lot more. I'm not as complimentary or at least giving them a heads up on making sure I'm getting my stuff and not getting in their way. But I suppose once you do the warning shot, and if it's just one of those people that's going to live their life and take whatever space they want, you're stuck.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, start a fight and get taken off and then put on a flight list?
This is a large human being. You're not going to fight at the zoo.
Right.
You know, with some, let's
it
be
honest.
Go
viral in the wrong way.
Let's be honest. It's some of the zoos, you know, a lot of love songs. Yeah. You know, this isn't, you know, or hardcore or heavy metal.
Right.
You know, this is, we're all good together. Adam. Whose dead rock star life would you want to live and why? Okay. Elvis, which is going to be your pick. Let's say you can't pick Elvis because he's your guy. Jim Morrison, John Lennon, or Kurt Cobain.
It's giving me the options.
Or we're going to allow you two. Pick one of the three, Morrison, Lennon, or Cobain, or someone else.
I mean, out of those three, I'd probably pick John Lennon. I think he lived the longest. So,
how old?
40? Was he 40 when he?
Probably about that, right? And we just had it. What, December 7th, I think, something like that?
Or what other rock star? I don't know. Like Hendrix, but he was young, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's good.
I mean, we do have some, like, who would have said, if we're having this conversation 30 years ago, that Keith Richards would look kind of like how Keith's looked since he was like 50?
Right.
And he's with us.
Yeah.
Somebody says, come on, Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, but he was pretty unhealthy.
Pretty?
He had a diabetic coma that he went into.
Oof.
And should have died then and then kind of came back.
He was persistent.
Yep.
He definitely loved the life. How old are your guys with Fish?
They're your age, so they're all 60.
60?
Yep.
Do they seem relatively?
Yeah, they're all pretty healthy guys.
Pretty healthy. They look fairly fit.
They're all nerds. They're not like rock star. They've all, like Trey is the lead. He had his substance abuse issue.
Or how do I say his name?
Anastasio. But he cleaned up, and they're all total nerds.
I have a friend who has moved, maybe even this summer, hypothetically, and gets along with his neighbors or her neighbors. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this might be, hypothetically. And maybe one of the neighbors has a dog that they like.
Yep.
But it appears the dog wants to poop and pee in the new person's house.
Yeah.
Right? Not in the house, excuse me, in their yard.
Right.
Right? And it's not like we got to go to war over this, but it appears to be getting annoying, including to hypothetically people who are friends with this homeowner and keep saying, mm-hmm. you should say something.
Yeah.
What should this person say to said neighbor?
I think you just try to, as politely as possible, say, hey, I know it's tough. I've been there, but your dog's coming over in our yard a lot, and I'm having to pick up dog poop, and I don't own a dog, and I don't want to have dog poop in my garbage. Or just leave a sack of poop on their lawn.
So,
or in their mailbox.
Accumulate said poop.
Yeah.
Leave it right outside the front door. That
sends the message.
Would be a subtle message, I think. Plenty more for Ask Adam Anything. We'll leave Mike right when we come back. We could use phone calls. We'll take phone calls. Lots of texts coming in. Plenty of topics to discuss all throughout the day. But right now it's Ask Adam Anything. We're live. This isn't replay. This isn't AI. That's coming in about 2 years. And then, okay, what era of Lindsey Brown's life are we living in? That's her music theme. It's taken me a while to figure out, but yesterday was 2007, 8, 9, housing bubble music.
Jams. Housing bubble jams.
Housing bubble jams.
Bubble jams.
Your formative years. I was in high school during the great...
who doesn't want to think back to the housing bubble?
Right.
You know?
Sell
short.
Great art usually comes out from tough times.
Yes, that's true.
That's how it rolls. Today's theme is an honor for all of those who are traveling from party to party or maybe being handed off in a McDonald's parking lot somewhere. Sometimes you got to keep the spirits high. And so I've got some music to help keep those spirits high and not overdo the Christmas music. I'm going to try to work in one per hour, but the rest are just...
So we got kind of thumping music.
We're thumping. Some thumpers.
Maybe after some thumping, too. I don't know.
Well, I don't know what kind of Christmas list you have.
Well, you're saying passing somebody along at a McDonald's parking lot. That sounds like just, hey, we cooked up and
No.
Left the car here at McDonald's.
This is the custody handoff as you're going from family to family. You just haven't had the experience. It's a great time.
651-461-9226. If it's not a residence, where is your custody handoff? Is it a McDonald's? Is it a Perkins?
Holiday Superstore.
Depending about how dicey the situation is, in a police parking lot. You know, there could be some, that's not like, you know, if you're around the holidays and it's getting kind of ugly with the ex, not a good time.
Not fun.
Not a good time. Mike has called in. Mike, Merry Christmas. Thanks for helping us out all the time, sir. What do you have for us today?
Merry Christmas to you folks too. And your producer is adorable. I think I combed my hair before I got on the air.
Wow.
she made me sit up straight. Yeah. Told me to be appropriate.
Oh, so Dave does not do that.
No, Dave's just like, let her rip. But
yeah.
Lindsay was like,
yeah,
we want you to be appropriate.
Yeah,
now.
All right. That's a lot. Yeah.
She's a gentle woman.
Yeah, she's a stickler.
Yeah. Anyway, the other day you were, Adam, talking about Gen Z not drinking but using a lot of THC.
Mm-hmm. Or having sex, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
So my question is, well, then why are they so uptight?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, probably because they're not having a cocktail.
Have a cocktail, throw
chill
down
out
with somebody, and then drop them off in the McDonald's parking lot. I mean, it's a lot better.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Yep. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Somebody says, Walmart parking lot.
Ooh. Mm,
always fun. Ugh. Not. Oh, yeah. That's. Yeah. When you just got to go to a giant parking lot, yeah. You know, and do the kid exchange. Yeah. And then the kids, what's the kids' mood? Do they have a favorite at that point?
Yep.
I mean, this is what Christmas is all about, right? Just VFW for a bloody afterwards.
There you go.
Where does Adam Carter stand on a Bloody Mary?
There was never more than one.
Yep, with you.
A really good bloody is really good, though.
I agree with you.
Like, the best Bloody Mary I ever had was in Las Vegas. It was made with gin, and it was about $36.
Yeah.
but it was dynamite.
Oh, did we have a lot of ornaments? Did we have
not
a
too
lot?
Much. All I need is a chunk of cheese and an olive. That's pretty much it. Maybe a little bit of a beef stick, but that's it.
Yeah. Some.
No salt around the rim. No celery salt.
Some. Margarita, no salt either? Or?
No.
I like just a little bit. I had one when I went on a little golf trip a couple weeks ago, and I thought, this is either my first or second bloody. Something strikes me, but I don't want them on a regular basis.
No.
You know, but they can work. Also, I did jot this down. I've listened to you today, and you said at one point, you know, I've learned to love wrapping presents. And I went, this is one of your moments.
No,
where
100%
you're
true.
You're full of it. No, you're full of it.
100% true. Now, it helps if I have some of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
Who bought you a little wine?
Very nice bottle of wine. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Yellowtail, a great year, too, by the way.
Do you really enjoy?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you have some skill to it?
Like I said, the first two are rough.
Yeah.
But then when I get the hang of it, you know, I'm like, okay.
I'm just perpetually mediocre. So my ritual is, and I'm further behind now than most years. Are you done with your shopping right
Pretty
now?
Pretty much.
I need help.
Yeah.
I need help. Like, I even said, I need a lot of help. You know, I even sent Nathan out today with Q to get one gift. And I am going to be out. Q's going to Kathleen's when he normally doesn't because she's got something going tonight. And then Kathleen always has kids Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I always have Christmas Day. But because we get along so well, 2/3 of the time I'm at her celebration Christmas Eve. She's for sure at my house Christmas Day. But I'm out there on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is an underrated,
100%
excellent shopping day.
I went to the Mall of America one time on Christmas Eve, maybe 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
What was
that
like?
It was a ghost town.
Okay. See, Q and I, we must have made a pact with the devil because we went to Ridgedale Sunday, and it was a Meet Minneapolis crowd out there. I think there were 7 million people at Ridgedale because we had to get a couple things specifically.
Yeah.
From there. And I heard you today, too, when we were talking about the percentage of things. Was it bought with a Visa?
73% of people buying, or 75 maybe, people 73. Actually buying their gifts at brick-and-mortar stores.
I'm with you. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
No.
I mean, no offense to Ryan, our great temporary producer, fill-in guy.
Yeah.
He was a...
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, Dave Josephson, where is he in, like, Botswana right
now? Botswana, yeah.
Okay.
He'll be back tomorrow.
There was a text raving about him, and you're like, oh, he's fantastic. Why don't you just stick the shiv right in Dave's back?
Yeah, Dave Josephson, sees that, like, what an ass.
I'm going to screenshot that, you know? So, yeah, I end up putting in... I'll put on a show or so that I like and just end up with the Christmas wrapping at that point. Let's see. Steve has called in. We're going to go to 5850.
Do you do Debbie Does Dallas 1 or 2 while you're wrapping gifts?
I go to Porky's 7. Yeah,
the best one.
Because that's the best one. That's when it gets
Porky's in Paradise.
That's when it gets to Shakespearean.
Yes.
You know? Go ahead, Steve.
Well, this question is for Adam.
Yeah.
When you were on your holiday extravaganza in Europe.
Yep.
Did you find that when you've been to one Christmas market, you've been to them all?
Pretty much. There was a little variation, but not much. Some are just more aesthetically pleasing than others, but yes. A lot of the same trinkets, a lot of the same food, and same drink.
Well, it's a little bit like this. Okay, la-di-da, traveling to Italy a couple times. And if you go to a number of cities, Steve, and there is another church that is, you know, just enormous, and it's from the 1500s. Mm-hmm. And then we go to this art area where just unbelievable art. They're amazing. But if day after day you go,
yeah,
it's hard to separate them a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, of course, then I could tell you every golf hole I played 42 years ago. So it's a bit.
Chad Arman says people in the Renaissance, not very creative people.
Hey, freshen it up a little bit. Where were the dogs playing poker, okay? Why can't we have more of that? Steve, thanks so much. I love you.
I love you, too.
And our friendship is a huge part of my life, and I hope you have a tremendous Christmas.
Likewise. How can I say ditto and mean it?
Ditto. Same to you, big guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.